So, if you stare at one of those 90s Magic Eye posters normally, it just looks like a chaotic neon explosion of static, right?
Yeah, completely overwhelming. It actually makes your brain hurt if you stare too long.
Exactly. And right now, global news looks exactly like that static. I mean, we are bombarded daily with headlines about missing trillions, engineered wars, collapsing economies.
Right, it induces absolute panic for most people.
But, if you know how to relax your eyes, if you can sort of soften your focus and look through the noise, a terrifyingly structured three-dimensional blueprint
Yeah.
suddenly appears. It was there the entire time.
It really requires a massive shift in perception to see that underlying architecture. You basically have to stop reacting to the static and start observing the patterns.
That is our exact mission for today's deep dive. We're looking at the May 2026 monthly report by the Great Awakening Report. And to set the stage for you listening, this isn't a regurgitation of cable TV news.
Definitely not.
No. This report is a deeply researched alternative framework that tracks systemic shifts across global systems. It is deliberately stepping away from the fast-paced narrative pressure we are usually fed.
Which is why the overarching theme of this month's report is called the threshold window phase.
Right.
The authors present this really fascinating paradox. They say the sheer volume of global acceleration happening right now, whether it's geopolitical, societal, or economic, it actually demands that we slow our cognition down.
They organize all this chaotic data into specific lenses, right? Signals, patterns, and transition. And as we go through this, looking at some incredibly intense global conflicts and financial breakdowns, we are going to actively check in on the concept of human consciousness.
Because that's the anchor of the whole report.
Yeah, the report makes it very clear that remaining calm and cognitively regulated isn't just like a wellness tip, it is a vital strategic advantage in a world built on information overload.
Because before we can even begin to analyze the physical systems breaking down, the lead articles argue we have to look at the psychological and spiritual layers first. They actually call this lifting the veil.
The first lead article by Laura Aboli tackles this head-on. She presents the concept that humanity is currently operating inside an engineered illusion. She calls it a matrix. But I want to understand how she defines that because, matrix is a term that gets thrown around a lot these
Oh,
days.
absolutely. Aboli defines it as a meticulously constructed, cradle-to-grave system of conditioning. From birth, the prevailing systems, so education, media, finance, they train us to believe that the world is inherently scarce and hostile.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it conditions individuals to view themselves as weak, isolated cogs whose only real purpose is to feed a machine of debt and taxation. The matrix fundamentally relies on you feeling small and terrified.
And she argues the reality is the polar opposite, right? Humanity is naturally abundant and incredibly powerful. So awakening, in her framework, it isn't about acquiring some secret esoteric knowledge.
No, not at all.
It is literally just remembering who you already are and realizing the scarcity illusion you've been sold is fundamentally bankrupt.
And that concept of piercing the illusion ties directly into the next major piece of the report. It's a very heavy emotional tribute by Lisa Renee to David Wilcock, who passed away recently on April 20th.
Right, I saw Wilcock's name featured prominently there. I know he was involved with that viral documentary, The Bleep Do We Know, and later the Cosmic Disclosure series. But why is his passing treated with such massive gravity in this specific report? What was his actual contribution?
Well, Wilcock was a pioneer in attempting to bridge hard quantum mechanics with spiritual ascension. Decades ago, he was trying to bring the idea that consciousness is a measurable energy and that energy is fundamentally conscious into the public lexicon.
He was giving it a scientific framework.
Exactly. He was trying to provide a structural framework for the idea that human consciousness could literally elevate the frequency of the planet.
Okay, I need to step in here for a second because the source material goes into some highly charged, very specific claims surrounding his death.
It does, yes.
The author states that Wilcock was deemed a high-value target by shadowy entities and was subjected to severe spiritual warfare, directed energy weapons, and organized gang stalking. And for anyone unfamiliar, gang stalking refers to a psychological attack where large groups covertly harass and surveil a target to induce extreme paranoia.
And directed energy weapons, or DAWs, referred to technology utilizing concentrated electromagnetic energy, which the report claims were actually used against him.
It is crucial we mention here that our goal today isn't to validate or debunk these intense allegations. We are holding up the Great Awakening Report's lens so you can see exactly how this movement views the world. We are presenting these claims impartially so you can understand the deep convictions held within this community.
Right, and if we look at the underlying synthesis of that perspective, the report is arguing that truth-tellers attempting to break a bully's matrix face immense systemic resistance. The old paradigms of control are desperate to maintain their grip.
So they fight back.
Yeah, if you threaten the structure of the illusion, the structure pushes back with everything it has.
So if we accept that premise, that there is this intense pushback against elevating consciousness, what does that look like on a global geopolitical stage? How are these shadowy forces actually operating? Because that inquiry leads us directly to the next section, introducing a man named Professor Jiang Shuken.
Oh, this part is fascinating. 18 months ago, Jiang was a largely unknown high school history teacher in Beijing. Today, the intelligence community has dubbed him China's Nostradamus.
Because his predictions have been staggeringly precise. The report outlines his framework, which he calls the Law of Eschatological Convergence.
Yeah.
Break down what that actually means, because it sounds like something out of a theology textbook.
Well, eschatology is simply the study of the end of the world, or end times prophecies. Jiang's framework argues that global superpowers are not making random, pragmatic, or even stupid geopolitical decisions.
Okay.
Instead, whether consciously or through deep cultural subconscious bias, they are actively acting out their respective religious end times scripts. He analyzed the major religious traditions and found the exact coordinates where their prophecies overlap.
Right. He maps out four specific operating systems. You have Christian Zionism in America, which believes a global war centered on Israel must precede the return of Christ. Then you have Jewish Messianism, specifically the extreme settler form, operating on the belief that Greater Israel must be established and the Temple Mount cleared for the Messiah.
Then you add Russian Orthodox eschatology, which frames Moscow as the third Rome, divinely destined to defeat the decadent, godless West.
Wow.
And finally, Shia Islamic eschatology, which anticipates a great regional war, the rise of Persia, and a final confrontation to vanquish falsehood.
So you have four of the most heavily armed, globally influential factions on the planet. And Jiang points out, they're all operating on a timeline that demands the exact same outcome. A massive war centered on Jerusalem, destruction of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the total collapse of the current world order.
Exactly. They aren't predicting the future. They are engineering it because they believe it is divine mandate. That is the terrifying convergence. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy armed with nuclear weapons.
Wait, I have to challenge this. Jiang has perfectly predicted Trump's specific rhetoric for war months in advance. He predicted the granular details of the Iran conflict and even J.D. Vance's VP slot long before it happened. Is this guy just a brilliant historian reading the subconscious biases of world leaders? Or is he a CCP operative who was literally handed a geopolitical playbook to leak to the West?
That is the big question, and the report actively poses that exact question. And frankly, neither answer is particularly comforting. But regardless of his origins, his timeline, which he calls the dominant effect, is what the report insists we pay attention to, because the dominoes are falling right now.
Let's walk through the mechanics of those dominoes. It starts with the U.S. losing an air war to Iran, but he specifies losing it economically. How does that work?
It's a war of attrition. The U.S. is firing $4 million interceptor missiles to shoot down $20,000 drones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can only sustain that math for so long. Eventually, this allows Iran to successfully close the Strait of Hormuz. When that physical choke point closes, the Gulf state economies fracture.
Which brings down the petrodollar. And for anyone who doesn't follow global finance, help me understand that mechanism. Why does Gulf oil affect American debt?
So the petrodollar system is essentially an agreement where the U.S. provides military security to Gulf nations. And in return, they price all their oil exclusively in U.S. dollars. They take those massive dollar revenues and reinvest them into U.S. Treasury bonds.
So they literally fund the American deficit.
Exactly. If the Strait of Hormuz closes, the oil stops flowing. If the oil stops, the dollars stop. And if the dollars stop, the recycling of U.S. debt collapses entirely.
So the U.S. economy buckles, which forces the military to put boots on the ground to reopen the strait. Ground troops require a draft. And Jiang predicts that instituting a draft today triggers massive civil conflict and fracturing within the U.S.
Right. And while the U.S. is paralyzed internally, Turkey and Saudi Arabia bleed each other out in regional conflicts. And then comes the final trigger, the destruction of the Al-Aqsa Mosque,
which immediately mobilizes 2 billion Muslims globally. And in Jiang's framework, Iran, representing the biblical entity of Gog, forms an alliance with Russia, which represents Magog. They unite against Israel, fulfilling the ultimate script required by these eschatological beliefs to trigger their end-time scenarios.
It is a blueprint for absolute engineered chaos. But the report highlights that this chaos has a very specific utility. It paves the way for what they call Pax Judaica, or the rollout of a new digital financial architecture slated between 2026 and 2030.
So as the old order is intentionally collapsed, the new control grid is conveniently waiting in the wings. We are talking about the implementation of universal digital IDs, central bank digital currencies, and individual carbon footprint trackers.
Yes.
The report points to the UN Pact for the Future pushing global digital infrastructure by 2030 and the EU legally mandating digital identity wallets by the end of 2026.
The authors draw a direct, literal parallel between this new programmable money system where, you know, your ability to buy food could be revoked for exceeding a carbon quota or attending a protest to the biblical mark of the beast.
It's the ultimate matrix stepping in under the guise of restoring order to the chaos they just created.
Exactly. And this transition from theory into current events is jarring, because if Jiang's framework is the blueprint, the intelligence, headline, and national news sections of this May report show us the actual bricks being laid today.
The specific news items they curate perfectly mirror this threshold phase of systemic breakdown. Let's look at the global conflicts outlined in the report. The rapid deterioration in the Middle East is accelerating. U.S.-Iran peace talks just collapsed completely in Islamabad, Pakistan, after only 21 hours of negotiations.
And the causality there is immediate. Following that collapse, President Trump initiated a blockade on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran countered by seizing control of the corridor, charging a $2 million toll per ship while completely blocking any U.S. vessels from passing.
We're also seeing reports of the U.S. deploying the classified RQ-180 spy drone over Iranian airspace. Domestically, the tension is just as high. The report highlights the interception of 1,500 sleeper cell operatives at the U.S. border, creating an internal security nightmare.
It's everywhere.
And overlaying all of this is the ongoing Ukraine and Russia war, where the report cites claims that Ukrainian forces have managed to wipe out Russia's strategic supply lines, triggering catastrophic record casualties.
It's overwhelming to read, but the report argues these aren't isolated geopolitical flares. They are interconnected symptoms of what the term the global everything collapse. And it's not just military. The financial mechanisms are disintegrating. The report cites Catherine Austin Fitz, who has documented $50 trillion missing from the U.S. financial system.
$50 trillion. That isn't an accounting error.
No. The report presents that as evidence of a systematic, intentional looting of public finances by shadow institutions before the system is allowed to crash.
And the domestic indicators reflect that crash. The U.S. unexpectedly lost 92,000 jobs in February 2026 alone. And a massive driver of that isn't just a slow economy, it's artificial intelligence. But we aren't talking about robots on an assembly line. The report points to McKinsey, the elite global consulting firm, deploying 25,000 AI agents.
Which fundamentally fractures the traditional white-collar career pyramid.
Let's use a Jenga tower analogy here. If the middle management layer of the economy is pulled out by AI agents, what happens to the top of the tower? Those 25,000 AI agents don't need office cubicles. They don't buy lunches downtown.
Precisely, which means massive corporate leases are abandoned. That directly drives the $1.5 trillion commercial real estate crash happening in slow motion right now. Office buildings sit empty, their massive loans come up for refinancing at higher interest rates, they default. And that threatens to take down the regional banks that hold those loans.
It just cascades. You see the retail and consumer systems collapsing as a result. The Porch projects 2,400 car dealerships will close within 18 months due to crushing interest rates and a tapped-out consumer base. It's a methodical dismantling of the middle class.
And while the economic foundation crumbles, the report points out that the government itself is rotting from the inside. They highlight massive systemic corruption, like 4 U.S. House members currently facing rare expulsion proceedings.
Not to mention the multi-billion dollar hospice fraud scandals sweeping across states like California and Minnesota.
Yeah, the authors argue this fraud isn't accidental, it's systemic. They cite whistleblower testimonies claiming state leadership, specifically naming figures like Governor Newsom in California and Keith Ellison in Minnesota, were entirely aware of these massive financial abuses but allowed them to continue.
And once again, I want to pause and remind you, the listener, these news items, whether they touch on Trump's foreign policy maneuvers, Newsom's administration, or the actions of global leaders, are presented here to reflect the Great Awakening Report's perspective on total institutional failure. We are sharing these specifics to illustrate the pattern of collapse the authors identify absolutely without taking any partisan side.
Right. The intention of the report isn't to get you to vote for a different politician or pick a side in the matrix. It's to demonstrate that the entire three-dimensional structure of global governance and finance is fatally compromised.
Okay, but if I am listening to this, I mean, look, we've covered missing trillions, engineered holy wars, the collapse of the petrodollar, AI wiping out the middle class, and a digital control grid waiting to track my carbon output. It sounds like an inescapable, terrifying apocalypse. How are you supposed to process all this without just crawling under the covers and completely shutting down?
That reaction is exactly why the report does not end with the geopolitical news. It shifts its focus entirely to the final and arguably most critical section, which is consciousness. The authors are explicit. Surviving this specific threshold phase requires a fundamental cognitive evolution. You have to transition from what they call 3D fear into 5D unity consciousness.
Let's define those terms because they can sound like vague spiritual buzzwords. What is the actual difference between 3D fear and 5D unity?
So 3D fear is the consciousness of the matrix. It's pure reactive survival mode. It's viewing the world through separation, scarcity, and panic. You see yourself as an isolated victim of these massive global forces.
Okay, and 5D?
5D unity consciousness, however, is a state of observation. It's understanding the deep interconnectedness of everything. It's maintaining a high frequency of empathy and collaboration, recognizing that you are a creator within the system, not a victim of it.
They feature the wisdom of spiritual teacher Ram Dass here, which is incredibly grounding. He talked about the necessity of choosing love during turbulent times and practicing mindful patience.
Yes. Mindful patience means becoming a flexible, collaborative observer. When you can observe the chaos of Jiang's eschatological dominoes falling without attaching your personal ego and nervous system to them, you short-circuit the matrix's control over you. You reclaim your inner authority.
And the report actually provides practical tools to help track this energetic weather. I just specifically and enthusiastically mention this resource. You need to look up the May 2026 Energy Report, the threshold between pressure and momentum in the Great Awakening Report blog.
Oh, yes. That energy report is vital for navigating right now because it maps the frequency of month. It warns that early May brings immense pressure and heavy emotional clearing. That is the literal fiction of these old corrupt systems breaking apart.
But it points to mid-month as a massive pivotal turning point, right?
Correct. And late May provides this propulsive electrical momentum for a genuinely new start. It reframes the collapse. It's not just doom and gloom. It's a necessary clearing out of the rot to make space for new growth.
It all comes back to a concept the report calls conscious sovereignty. You are not a helpless extra in Professor Jiang's geopolitical script. You are a multidimensional soul navigating a physical experience.
Exactly. You have the agency to tune your frequency away from the engineered scarcity on the news and actively tune it toward abundance, unity, and local community.
Which brings us to the most mind-bending concept from the quantum consciousness section of the report. They discuss something called the spiritual energy exchange balance. And this is where quantum physics completely collides with spirituality.
They are talking about the observer loop. In quantum mechanics, the famous double-slit experiment demonstrated that particles exist in a state of pure potential, like a wave of probabilities, until they are observed.
Wow.
Yeah, the act of human observation literally collapses that quantum wave into a fixed physical reality.
So your attention is the mechanism that creates reality at the subatomic level.
Exactly. So if we scale that up from the subatomic to the global, it raises a deeply provocative question for you to mull over today.
If human attention is the quantum battery that powers reality,
right.
Wait, let me rephrase that. If human attention is the quantum battery, what global outcome are you inadvertently funding right now? When you doom scroll the news, when you sit in anxiety over sleeper cells or digital currencies, you aren't just reacting to the matrix. You are literally spending your quantum currency to build it.
Yes, your fear is the very energy the system requires to manifest its control grid.
But if you can relax your focus, if you can stop panicking at the static and look through the noise, you don't just see the hidden architecture. You stop funding it.
It's just like the Magic Eye poster. The picture changes entirely when you change how you look at it.
Where are you spending your quantum attention today? Clarity over speed. Calm is your absolute strategic advantage.
Yeah.
Stay grounded, stay conscious, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.